I'm not gonna clap because Zoom got too good. Mom, put in a clap.
Thanks, Mom.
Hey, how y'all
How y'all
doing?
doing? I like how we mainly talk through internet video.
That's actually all I know.
That's
Funny
actually
enough.
all I know too. Chemistry, nothing.
Nothing, not one.
Biology, nothing.
I only know eat hot chip and lie. And charge their phone. How are
Well,
you?
I'm good. I'm tired, but good.
I'm tired too. It's never
It's
ending.
busy time.
Yeah.
I feel like both in lab and then also with Halloween coming up, social wise too, at least for me. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't feel like I've had that much in or have that much coming up soon, but definitely Halloween.
Yeah.
We'll have a few things to attend to.
I'm hosting a movie night, well, an Over the Garden Wall night where we're going to watch Over the Garden Wall.
I love Over the Garden
I
Wall.
know. It is literally the best show ever. Anyone who hasn't seen it and is listening to this podcast, you need to listen. You need to watch Over the Garden Wall right now because it is probably 70% of my personality.
It's also 2 hours for the whole season, like the show. It's 12, no, it's
10, 20-minute episodes,
that's not two
I think.
hours. Hold up. Give me a minute. My brain's short-circuiting right now. Oh my God,
Think,
that.
right? Because no, that doesn't sound right. I think I'm
Maybe I
wrong.
also just said 200 equals 2 hours, which, let's be real, would be something I would do.
Yeah, no, it says 2 hours. There's 10 episodes. Oh, they're 11 minutes.
Okay, I was right. Okay.
Yeah.
It's so good, guys. And it's so quick.
It's so good.
You can watch it every night of October. Oh my God.
The
Sorry.
music, chef's kiss.
Some
The
potatoes
animation,
and molasses.
the voice acting, chef's kiss. The story, chef's kiss. All of it, just incredible.
Very good.
So, anyway, that's what I'm up to.
I love that for you.
I can zoom you in if you want.
It's okay. I'm alive. Ha ha ha. Look. I don't know. I'll do something this weekend. I'll figure it out when I get there. Pip.
How's Bear Bear doing? Well, I know how Bear Bear's doing. She's doing great because she's a healthy gal.
He's so healthy. Healthy queen.
We love a
Slender,
skinny legend.
healthy for context for everyone. Bear has notoriously been overweight for all of her life, and I went to the vet this week just for a checkup, and she was not overweight. She was under 10 pounds. Proud of her.
And she's like, fuck you.
And she did then also very aggressively kick the vet. So, Bibi, you're so mean. You're so mean to the vet. You should. And it was right after I'd said, yeah, I've never like really ever met a cat as chill as Bear.
Of
Bear said,
course.
funny you think that. This woman is gonna take the urinalysis so easily. Somehow the needle into my bladder was fine. The needle. To get a little blood, you've crossed the line. And so she violently thrashed. Like, Sierra, I cannot explain it. She was just a blur. She moved so quickly. And that made her leg bleed all over the place because she like stabbed herself multiple times with the needle.
Bear Bear.
And so there was blood everywhere.
Oh
That's
my
a little
God.
dramatic. It wasn't everywhere, but it wasn't in a small amount of places. And so she had
It
both
also
her,
wasn't nowhere.
yeah, she had both her legs wrapped up. I brought her home. Both
Oh,
her back legs with
baby.
little bandages. And then she was being a little petunia about me taking the bandages off. And I was like, God, fuck, please.
Chill.
But she's very healthy, still alive. To spite God.
The vet now.
And the vet now, the
The
vet's
vet's
the
on her
vet.
list.
The vet tried to give you cheese and you didn't even fucking eat the cheese.
Oh, shit.
After I had also just told the vet about how fucking insatiable you are, about
Oh, shit.
how you
It's
literally,
serious.
I know, they had some beef for real, about how you will literally, when I don't come home in time, you will headbutt the front door to the apartment for hours. But
Let me
no,
find her.
they give you squeezy cheese and you say, not from you, not today. She wanted to give you treats.
Bear Bear is high class. She doesn't eat squeezy cheese.
But she eats Doritos
Oh,
and fucking Coors Light.
you
I want to clarify, I do not give my cat alcohol, but she does really like beer, so she licks the bottles or cans. But I'm not like pouring a whole bottle
for Bear.
her. Yeah, you
Oh, she's a little
mean.
monster.
Why are you so mean? They were just trying to help you. But it was funny too. She like so violently got mad about the blood, but then she like also just like let the vet tech carry her around everywhere. I was like, pick a battle for real. Either be a
She's
minister or
like,
don't.
yeah, I picked my battle. It was with the
Yeah, so true.
blood.
Anyways,
Oh,
how are
God.
you?
Love me.
Can I ask anyone?
I think we've already talked about that, didn't we?
Oh yeah, we said we were tired.
Yeah, and I said I was going to watch Over the Garden Wall, and then we went on a little rant about Over the Garden Wall and how everyone should see it because it's one of the most amazing shows ever made.
Yeah, you're right. Would you like to hear a story?
I would like to hear a story, but I will be thinking about Over the Garden Wall the entire time.
Okay. On that note,
I'm just joking.
my story is about stairs.
Oh, stairs in the woods?
Stairs in the woods.
Stairs in the woods!
Woo! So I'm gonna preface this that a lot of these are just quotes, but like, how else am I supposed to tell a story about stairs in the woods? That's all I got, is a lot of these are quotes. But anyways,
Well, color me intrigued. Stairs.
locations that stairs have been found in the woods. Cambodia, Italy, the US, Sweden, Philippines, Germany, Norway, and more.
Ooh.
These are stairs just like in, for people who don't know the phenomena, it was a little bit like of an internet thing for some time there. It's stairs of like different varieties. The material's not always the same. The style's not always the same. Sometimes they look really modern. Other times they look really old. Sometimes they're stone. Sometimes they're wood. Sometimes they look like literally like a nice stairs that you would find in a house, but there's no house around them. They are always well cleaned, free of vegetation and animal remains, which it's like, what? And in the US specifically, a lot of them are in national parks, which
Spooky ookie.
you don't build houses in national parks.
Yeah.
The earliest report of staircases in the woods, this isn't really woods, but staircases in nature, was a doctor in Roswell, New Mexico.
No, Roswell, New Mexico.
He was working for the government there and reported to the government in the 1940s that he saw stairs moving through the wilderness, leaving burn marks.
Moving through the wilderness? A wild pack of stairs?
I think this stair was a lone wolf. Yeah. Tell me that's not the funniest thing you've ever heard in your life.
I can imagine is like, you know how like when video games bug or whatnot, or that game Prop Hunter,
Yeah.
where you turn into like the different, for people that don't know, you turn into different objects and then you hide somewhere and you try to like look like blend in with your surrounding and then someone like goes and tries to find you. So it's kind of like hide and seek. But you can turn into stairs if you wanted to.
Literally just
All I can
crawl
imagine is like prop on and like someone just turn into this massive staircase
in.
and is zooming across the desert.
Yeah, I love that for him.
Wait, do you know when this was in relation to the Roswell incident?
When was the Roswell incident?
I want to say 1950 something,
Incident.
but I'm not sure.
1947. It just said it was in the
Oh.
40s. So same time.
Oh shit. They're alien stairs.
They're alien stairs. Fuck.
We cracked it. We connected
We
the two
literally solved
dots.
the case actually right here, right now. Pay us our money. If we go silent in the next few weeks, you know we weren't paid. We were offed.
Yeah.
We know too much.
We know too much. Dad's going to call us and be like, what the fuck were you guys doing?
So the next story, like that was just kind of people talk about, but then we'll get into like the big
Okay,
story.
wait. Before we go, they were blazing a trail,
I don't
like there were
really have
burn
much more
marks,
about this
or
the burning stairs. Sorry.
like were like a burn marks, or like just flattening everything like beneath it.
I don't know. It said leaving burn marks. They were really fucking zooming, okay? The staircase was absolutely fucking booking it.
This is just the most bizarre thing I've ever heard. How is there not more about this ever as well?
The doctor was on drugs for real. Like he was popping whatever he had. I don't know.
My God, that's so funny. Oh,
Are you ready for the next story?
I don't think I know if it's going to be
All
as
right,
good
that's the
as
episode.
stairs.
Thank you so much for listening. We have a Twitter.
Oh my God.
So, in the Philippines,
Yeah.
a ranger climbs a staircase he found in the woods because a dog was chasing him.
Oh.
And he said he thought he was only gone a few minutes, but when he got back, people said he was gone for days.
Oh shit. Can the dog not climb stairs?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's the thing I'm fixed on.
So anyways, those are just some of so sorry. That was not a coherent sentence.
Oh, boy.
So those were like the two kind of anecdotes that I had prior, but most of the craze around this phenomena started where all things do on Reddit.
We love Reddit.
So, 7 years ago, a user who goes by the name Search and Rescue Woods posted on r/nosleep saying that he is a, you guessed it, search and rescue officer and has some stories
No,
to tell.
no
So,
way.
he talks about a lot of things in these. And I am going to say, like, r/nosleep, it says that they should be real stories, but like, take it with a grain of salt. I'm not saying this like it's fact,
Gospel.
but also there are legitimate stairs in woods. This is a true phenomenon that's a
Yeah.
bit unexplained. So are all of these stories true? I don't know. Am I just gonna quote them and are we now those like Reddit reading podcasts? Yes.
Listen, we talked about the Lawndale bird incident where the giant condor flew and stole a boy.
Yeah.
So it's all, we're all good.
So 7 years ago, he just had like a list of things, and it might be interesting to actually talk about more of his stories, but that'd be a lot for one episode. So maybe a part two. The last time I said maybe a part two, I didn't. So I'm not
Little
promising anything.
surprise.
So you'll just see.
Gotta stay tuned.
So one of his last bullet points on like a long list, and you know, he talked about like some of his scary search and rescues or like really tragic events, like they seemed real if he was a search and rescue
Yeah.
person. And the last point was, quote, now I don't know if this is true in every SAR unit, the that's search and rescue, But in mine, it's sort of an unspoken regular thing we run into. You can try asking about it with other SAR officers, but even if they know what you're talking about, they probably won't say anything about it. We've gotten told not to talk about it by our superiors, and at this point, we've all gotten so used to it that it doesn't even seem weird anymore. On just about every case where we're really far into the wilderness, I'm talking 30 or 40 miles, at some point we'll find a staircase and we'll in the middle of the woods. It's almost like if you took the stairs in your house, cut them out, and put them in the forest. I asked about it the first time I saw some, and the other officer just told me not to worry about it, that it was normal. Everyone I asked said the same thing. I wanted to go check them out, but I was told very empathetically that I should never go near any of them. I just sort of ignore them now when I run into them because it happens so frequently.
Ew.
So that was the first introduction to the stair phenomena. And what?
Yeah. I mean, I think the thing is, like, it may not be that strange. I mean, it's definitely strange, don't get me wrong, to see a staircase in the woods. But
I agree.
it wouldn't be as strange if it was like dilapidated, like clearly run down.
Or if it was like every once in a while.
Yeah.
Not like often.
Yeah, like you spend enough time in the woods, you're going to find a staircase.
Yeah. 'Cause there are like the fire lookouts and stuff.
Yeah. Well, even that, or like an old homestead that was like kind of forgotten.
Yeah.
Or stuff like that.
But when you're ready for his update a few months later, it gets weirder. So a lot of people in the comments were like, "Oh, I've seen staircases in the wilderness." And like, I've always gotten a weird feeling around them. Like, tell us more about the staircases. That's so creepy. So a few months later, they post again, and once again, there's a few stories within it, but at one of the bullet points is about the stairs again. So, quote, "There was a lot of feedback about the stairs, so I'll touch on that briefly here, and I'll also include a story. They come in a variety of shapes, sizes, styles, and conditions. Some are pretty dilapidated, just ruins, but others are brand new. I saw one set that looked like they came from a lighthouse. They were metal and spiral, almost old-fashioned. The stairs don't go infinitely or farther than I can see, but some sets are taller than others. Like I said before, just imagine the stairs in your house as if someone cut and pasted them in the middle of nowhere. I don't have any pictures. It's never really occurred to me to try again after the first time, and I don't really feel like risking my job over it. I'll try again in the future, but I can't really promise anything." What?
I don't know what it is, but to me, like, I feel like normal house stairs in the woods, I'd be like, oh, that's weird. But if I saw a spiral staircase in the woods, I'd be like, oh, fuck no.
I feel like that's actually the devil.
That's actually not something I want to be near. Like
So
normal
this
stairs,
is,
I not gonna lie, I might walk up them.
or like stone stairs, I would not be that tripped up about.
Yeah.
So this was also in that same post. "One of my first jobs as a trainee was a search op for a 4-year-old kid that had gotten separated from his mom. This was one of those cases where we knew we were going to find him because the dogs were on a strong scent trail and we saw clear signs that he was in the area. We ended up finding him in a berry patch about half a mile from where he'd been last seen." I cut some of it out. But as my trainer and I are as my trainer and I headed back, she decides to take me on a detour to show me one of the hotspots where we tend to find missing people. It's a natural dip in the land near a popular trail, and people will usually move downhill because it's easier. We hike out there, it's a few miles, and we get there in about an hour or so. As we're walking around the area, she's pointing out places she's found people in the past. I see something in the distance. Now, this area we're in is about 8 miles from the main parking area, though there's back roads you can take to get closer if you don't want to hike that far, but we're on state protected land, which means there can't be any kind of commercial or residential development out here. The most you'll ever see is a fire tower or makeshift shelter that homeless people think they can get away with building. But I can see from here that whatever this thing is has straight edges. And if there's one thing you learn quickly, it's that nature rarely makes straight edges. I point it out, but she doesn't say anything. She just hangs back and lets me wander over and check it out. I get within about 20 feet of it, and all the hair on the back of my neck stands up. It's a staircase in the middle of the fucking woods. In the proper context, it would be the most benign thing ever. It's just a normal staircase with beige carpet and about 10
Oh.
steps tall.
Okay, I
But
take it back. I would, if the stairs were carpeted, I would also think that's from the devil.
I know, right? Me too. But
Don't
instead of
know. I don't know what it is about the beige carpet that's
the
throwing
beige
me
carpet,
off.
really, I said that's not only a crime against house design, but
Sorry, continue.
no, you're good. It's a long chunk, so it's all good. But instead of being in a house where it obviously should be, it's out here in the middle of the woods. The sides aren't carpeted, obviously, and I can see the wood it's made of. It's almost like a video game glitch where the house has failed to load completely and the stairs are the only thing visible. I stand there and it's like my brain is working overtime to try to make sense of what I'm seeing. My trainer comes and stands next to me, and she just stands there, casually, looking at it as if it's the least interesting thing in the world. I ask her what the fuck this thing is doing here, and she just chuckles, "Get used to it, rookie. You're gonna see a lot of them." I start to move closer, but she grabs my arm hard. "I wouldn't do that," she says. Her voice is casual, but her grip is tight. I just stand there looking at her. "You're gonna see them all the time, but don't go near them. Don't touch them. Don't go up them. Just ignore her." Or ignore them. Oh my God. I start to ask her about it, but something in the way she's looking at me tells me that it's best if I don't. We end up moving on, and the subject doesn't come up again for the rest of my training. She was right, though. I'd say about every fifth call I go on, I end up running across a set of stairs. Sometimes they're relatively close to the path, maybe within 2 or 3 miles. Sometimes they're 20, 30 miles out, literally in the middle of nowhere. And I only find them during the broadest searches or training weekends. They're usually in good condition, but sometimes it looks like they've been out there for miles, all different kinds, all different sizes. The biggest I ever saw looked like they came out of a turn of the century mansion and were at least 10 feet wide with steps leading up at least 15 or 20 feet. I've tried to talking about it with people, but they give me the same response my trainer did. "It's normal. Don't worry about it. They're not a big deal, but don't go close to them or up them." When trainees ask me about it now, I give them the same response. I don't really know what else to tell them. I'm really hoping someday I get a better answer, but it hasn't happened yet. So,
It's so creepy. It's such a weird thing to be like creeped out by.
but it's like just a, it's the thing is, it's aliens, I feel like, or things that are proven. We have no like proof of them.
Yeah.
It's just that feels, it's weird, but it's like I can compartmentalize that. This, the stairs exist.
Yeah.
And it's just unnerving when things that are like, when things are just a little off. Like, the whole analog horror genre. It's almost scarier when something's just a little off.
Yeah.
It
Like they
like
said, when it's
really
like it
throws me
didn't
for a loop.
load correctly, and you're like, huh, like why
Weird.
did that happen that way? You know what it reminds me of? The Uncanny Valley and the theory that like there was something that looked like us that we feared, and that's why. And I say theory, like internet theory. That the reason like we get so freaked out by things that look like us, like robots or like CGI and stuff like that, is that we have been trained
We've
throughout the
evolved.
ages, yeah, evolved, look at things that look human but aren't quite human and like recognize that as a threat.
So yeah, it just, I feel like it feels weird because it's such a normal, non-scary thing, but the fact
Yeah.
that it's not where it should be is scary.
It's a very non-threatening thing, but because it's not right, you're suddenly like, what?
This is not, yeah. So he posts again.
Okay.
And this time he had chatted with a guy who had retired from the search and rescue. So this is that story. My buddy has been an SAR officer for about 7 years. He started when he was a junior in college, and he had a very similar experience when he first encountered the stairs. His trainer told him almost the same thing mine did, which was never go near, touch, or ascend them. For the first year, he did just that. But apparently, his curiosity got the better of him. And on one call, he broke away from the line and went to go check a set of them out. He said they were about 10 miles from the path, where a teenage girl had vanished, and the dogs were following a scent. He was on his own, lagging behind the main group, when he saw a set of stairs off to the his left. They looked like they were from a new house because the carpeting was pristine and white.
Oh.
He said as he got closer, he didn't feel any different or hear any weird noises. He was expecting something to happen, like bleeding from his ears or collapsing, but he got right up to next to them and didn't feel anything. The only thing he said that was odd was there was absolutely no debris on the step, no dirt, leaves, dust, anything. And there didn't appear to be any signs of animal or insect activity in the immediate area, which he found strange. It was less like they were avoiding them and more like they just happened to be in a relatively barren part of the forest. He touched the stairs and didn't feel anything except the sort of sticky feeling you get from new carpet. Making sure his radio was on, he slowly climbed the stairs. He said it was terrifying because the way they'd been stigmatized, he wasn't really sure what was going to happen to him. He joked that half of him expected to be teleported to some other dimension, and the other half was waiting for a UFO to come swooping down. But he got to the top. Me being like, I'm ready for them to leave burn marks and zoom me around.
Jokes on him. The UFO was the stairs.
Yeah.
The aliens like saw stairs and were like, oh, this is something humans make. We'll just put them around.
The aliens were like, this is aerodynamic. But he got to the top with little event, and he stood there looking around. But he said the longer he stood on the top step, the more he felt like he was doing something very, very wrong. He described it as the feeling you'd get if you were in a part, it, you were in a part of a government building you have no business being in, as if someone's going to come arrest you or shoot you in the back of the head at any second. He tried to brush it off, but the feeling got stronger and stronger, and that's when he realized that he couldn't hear anything anymore. The sounds of the forest were gone, and he couldn't hear his own breathing. It was like some kind of weird, awful tinnitus, but more oppressive. He climbed back down and rejoined the search and didn't mention what he'd done, but he said the weirdest part came after. His trainer was waiting back at the Welcome Center after the search ended for the day, and he cornered my buddy before he could leave. He said his trainer had this look of intense anger, and he asked what was wrong. You went up them, didn't you? My buddy said it wasn't phrased as a question. He asked how his trainer knew. The trainer just shook his head because we didn't find her. The dogs lost her scent.
Oh.
My buddy asked what that had to do with anything. The trainer asked how long he'd been on the stairs. My buddy said no more than a minute. The trainer gave him this really awful, almost dead eye and told him that if he ever went up another set of stairs, he'd be fired immediately. The trainer walked away, and I guess he's never answered any of the questions my buddy has asked him about it since. What the
That's
fuck?
so creepy. Oh,
And
like
like,
not even being able to hear yourself breathe. What?
I know. And then because we didn't find her,
Yeah.
the dogs lost her scent. What does that
I
mean?
also, because like he was part of a group, I wonder, could no one else see the stairs? I
I
mean, I know they're
know.
like told to like ignore them, but I feel like someone walking off, someone would still be like, hey, where are you going?
I agree. Very spooky, scary.
Very, very spooky and scary.
So, I have one last story from this same
Okay.
Reddit guy, girl. I don't know their gender. I should not assume things. And then we can talk about what little theories there are.
Yes.
But the last story, one of the vets at the training op Reddit reads No Sleep, and he recognized my stories. He knows me pretty well, and we've swapped stories before. He asked if he could share something he's noticed about the stairs and some thoughts he had. Quote, I'm really glad you decided to share these. I think it's important that people be aware of what's out there, especially since the Forest Service is doing such a good job at covering it all up, end quote. I asked him what he meant. Quote, what do you mean? What do I mean? The lack of any kind of media attention, no coverage of missing kids or bodies found miles from where they got lost in the first place. David Poliday's hit this right on the head. The Forest Service is doing everything they can to keep people coming here, even if it isn't safe. I mean, to be fair, it's not like these things happen every day, but the numbers add up and it's worth looking into, especially the stairs. I was surprised you didn't mention the flipped ones. I didn't know what he was talking about. I couldn't remember ever talking about something like that. He seemed somewhat incredulous. Dude, I can't believe you've been on this long without seeing them. No one told you about them? I shrugged and asked him to elaborate. Well, there's the normal stairs, the ones that pop up when we're out a ways. I know you know about them, but sometimes I've run across ones that are flipped upside down. I guess it would be like if you had a dollhouse and the stairs were a separate piece. Now take that, flip it upside down so the top step is stuck in the dirt, and put it out in the woods. They're like that. I don't see them as often, but they're odd, to say the least. Makes me think of footage taken after a tornado when houses are all blown apart and random things are left standing, like chimneys and garden walls. Those one freaked me out than the normal ones because I can't really write those off as easily.
Ew. No thanks.
So that's
Yeah.
creepy.
Yeah, no.
That's weird. That's suspicious.
Like something that's already weird, stairs in the woods. But let's just crank it up one more level.
Let's just flip them upside down for shits and gigs.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It really makes me wonder, like, what the stairs are meant to, or what the park rangers think the stairs are, you know?
Yeah.
With the,
And as
like,
I
oh,
said,
people go missing, they're found miles away, and you think it's because of the stairs?
and what the stairs got to do with it?
I'm so confused. What do the stairs do? How do they work?
I know. And as I said, like, this is from No Sleep, so it could all be made up. Or, part of it could be made up and part of it could be true. But there are stairs just out in the middle, and like, what are they doing? And why are nobody, to, like, why do we not know?
Yeah.
And of course, like, the main not fun theory is that they're just from old establishments. And yeah, probably some of them are.
Yeah.
But like the metal ones? I don't know.
More like the ones with like nice fresh carpet.
Yeah, you're right. The way I was like, the metal ones? As
The
in
metal
that's not
ones?
an outdoor stair material.
But yeah, the beige carpet. Blech.
I know.
Blech.
I don't know why that one did me in.
Oh, I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it.
Yeah, just very weird. And so, yeah, obviously that's one theory. Another big theory is they're actually built by cultists to like mark where
Ooh.
to meet. And they're like just weird enough that they can be spotted, but just not weird enough that they like won't be knocked down or something,
Interesting.
But like much easier than being like, go to coordinates four,
Yeah.
go to the
That's an
beige
interesting theory.
staircase.
Go to the beige staircase
It's
or the in
sacrifice
the
time.
upside down one.
Yeah, we're just having a casual like meetup today, not a sacrifice. Oh, are we going to the metal ones though, then, or like the white staircase? No, the white staircase is for sacrifices, Jimmy. God, like. I don't know. I don't hate the idea, but I don't really like love it either. I don't know how
Yeah, it's
they.
like I don't. It's not great. It's an
I don't know how many like
explanation.
active, yeah, cultists there are in the US either.
I honestly wonder that too.
And how many of them like stairs in the wilderness?
Well, and also, I feel like, you know, you're talking that they're like 8 miles out or something like that. You have to notice someone carrying materials to build stairs. What?
Don't mind me. I just love carrying carpet, hiking.
Yeah.
8 miles. Casual.
What?
Yeah, then, like, for sure, the Park Service would have to be, like, in on it, which, like, I don't think the Park Service is, like, part of a cult.
Unless.
This is actually why we're gonna get murked. I just have to case.
The stairs in Roswell were a UFO, but these stairs are
The
because the
stairs in
Park
Roswell
Service.
for sure were the UFO, but the National Park Service stairs, those are for the Forest Service cult.
The Forest Service.
Actually, Smokey the Bear is their leader, and we'll all pay for it one day.
Oh my
So that gets to the final theory. They are a portal to either hell or another dimension. And then that's why that people find them so often around disappearances.
You've reached your final destination.
Huh.
Hell. Sorry.
I feel like my issue with that though is like the one guy went up it and he was fine.
Yeah. Unless,
The hell didn't
unless.
want him.
Well, no, I was going to say the girl also went up it, and it was like, you got to choose one.
It was like the monster house from Monster House.
It was like the monster
And
house from Monster House.
it could only consume so many people at once.
Yeah.
Not the dogs having their scent, and then, oh, that's so weird.
I don't know if I would like believe that like we lost her because of me, but like it would keep me up at night, the fact that the park rangers were like, you went up them. You're
Yeah,
raised.
the fact that he like knew right
Yeah.
away.
But maybe this
Nor.
guy was really shifty looking.
Yeah, maybe he like was sweating bullets because he was like,
Yeah, he was
"Oh God,
super
my."
sweaty. And they're like, it's 30 degrees out.
Maybe it was like a joke that someone started in the Forest Service, and it's just like devolved. Someone found a staircase, and it was like a joke to be like to scare the newcomers by being like, "You don't climb the
Don't go up
stairs.
the stairs.
Don't go. You will go to hell." That's
That's also
how.
a weird thing, though, climbing up the stairs to get to hell, you know?
Yeah, that's why some people are like another dimension, hell. Same
Yeah.
soup, just reheated, you know? But yeah, it's just like, I don't know. There are stairs. Probably most of them were built and just abandoned. But some of them, I don't know. There was not obviously a lot of like real news stories about it.
Yeah.
That's my story.
That's so creepy. Question.
Yes.
What stairs would you, if you found stairs in the wood, which one would you be like, all right, I'll go up them?
I think for sure wooden, or I'm sorry, not wooden, stone stairs.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd think twice about stone stairs, and I'd for sure walk up them
Yeah.
because I
I'd be
do
like,
not have a lot of regard for my safety.
either.
I go based off vibes and. And fear comes later.
I feel like I could get a cool picture from up here.
I like would get halfway up and then I'd be like, wait, this is a little weird. Should I be on
Yeah. And then a demon would come and get you.
these? Yeah. And you know what? That's fine.
It's fair game at that point.
That's the demon's God-given right. That's kind of a funny statement to say.
Demon's God-given right. Even God was like, I mean, that's on you, man.
Like you walked up the stairs, so
Like,
like, I mean, what did
I
you
tried
expect
to
to
warn
happen?
you.
You expected to live? You walked up fucking wooden stairs.
Walked
I would
up
like to
some ancient,
clarify.
decrepit stairs in the woods.
Wood stairs meaning like stairs in the woods, not stairs that are made of wood.
No, because that is lower on the tier of stairs that I would walk up.
Tag yourself. What staircase in the woods are you? There's one called like the Vanishing Stairs, which I'm like, okay.
What? Vanishing stairs. I still can't decide. I don't know if the like carpet stairs or a spiral staircase is creepier.
Yeah. Oh my. Bear, what are you doing? What?
What is happening over there?
Bear said, stop talking about these demons. She started. So I didn't turn my lights on and the sun went down while we were recording, so I can't see anything.
Okay.
And I just heard like a lot of crinkling, and it was just Bear attacking her heated mat.
Oh, be a bear.
I thought this was the. Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. The Vanishing Staircase was the name of the ones in the 1940s.
The ones that were zooming.
The ones that were absolutely fucking
Booking it.
hightailing it. They were like, not these fucking alien people.
Think
Anyways.
if I came upon like carpeted stairs in the woods that were standing still, I'd be freaked out. If I saw carpeted stairs in the woods that were booking, I would start laughing so hard.
I'd be like, please fucking kill me. That's hilarious.
I think I would start running after them, honestly.
I feel like I want to die from these
I
stairs.
feel like, actually, I don't know what it is about these stairs, but God, do I have to ride them? I gotta see where they're taking them, where they're going. Like, suddenly, the fact that it's moving, which is more strange, somehow makes it less scary.
It's that whole thing that we were talking about, you know? It's like, that just seems like more implausible. And so I
Yeah.
feel like it feels less scary.
It's like my mind would be just like, this is a joke. This is a
I would be like,
joke.
what did I eat
Yeah.
that brought me to this?
Oh my God. I can't get over the stairs moving.
That were vroom vrooming. Fucking of course New Mexico has that story.
Leaving burn marks on the ground.
Like literally, who else? Who
Ugh.
else would
And
have that
not
story?
only New Mexico, but Roswell, New Mexico, the
Like of
place where the
course it was.
aliens crashed.
Like of course it was Roswell.
Of course it was.
Who else would it be? When I read Roswell, Sierra, I like literally I like sighed.
Did you like close your computer?
I was like, this is just so classic. I'm not even shocked. I'm not even shocked that my staircase in the woods story started in fucking the desert of
Roswell, New
Mexico.
Mexico.
Like, what the fuck, you know? Classic.
Oh, that's so
Literally
funny.
classic New Mexico behavior. Being absolute feral gals.
That's the other thing. I think also if I ran into anything strange like that in New Mexico, I'd be like, yeah, fair enough.
I wouldn't even think twice.
Yeah.
I'd be like, someone built this for sure. Someone was just like joshing around. But, you know,
Like,
what does that say? More about us or about New Mexico?
guess it's more about New Mexico, the land of enchantment.
It is enchanting, depending on your definition. I'd like to clarify, I love New Mexico.
Yeah, we both love New Mexico, but
Oh,
it
we
is a
do.
wild place.
But it's so funny. So silly goofy. And it's
It
just so on brand.
is such a quirky state, and they don't even try.
They like try to be normal, and they're
Yeah.
just not. Well, on that note, after our rant on New Mexico,
Love, 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 love New Mexico. Everyone should watch Over the Garden Wall. And then once you feel like nice and wholesome inside, you should go to New Mexico to really rock that feeling right out of your system.
stop. We are not being nice to New Mexico. On that note.
It's like, look, I go to an amusement park not to be calmed down, but to have fun. That's the same reason I go to New Mexico. I go to Mexico to have fun.
Are you not entertained? Okay. Before this continues, we have a Twitter.
Twitter. Sorry, this is derailed.
This is so derailed. We have a Twitter that is not a New Mexico tourist account.
Not
But
yet.
stay tuned.
Might be
It is
posting some
at
stuff
mystery.
now.
Oh my God. It is at mystery MTN pod. Sierra posts on it, so I guess follow at your own risk. We have an email. MysteryMountainPodcast@gmail.com. You can email us and say, hey, I'm from New Mexico, fuck you. And we'll be like, shh,
Or,
baby
hey,
girls.
I'm from New Mexico. Hell yeah, you're right.
And we'll be like, yeah, we know.
Yeah, we know.
We know. We know.
We know and we love you.
We do. We love you so much. I lost my train of thought. You can subscribe to us on whatever platforming, wait, no, podcasting platform God, Jesus, I'm so tired. I can't even talk. Podcasting platform you consume your media on. Woo!
That
And
was really good.
maybe give us 5 stars if you can do that on your platform.
You can spare them.
Spare some reviews, sir.
But only 5-star reviews.
Please, sir, spare only positive reviews. Because I have a very low self-esteem and I can't take one more fucking thing. Please.
I know we say that all the time, but it's just always true.
It's literally always true. I'm actually never better, okay? So get over it.
We also have an email
I already
that you
said the
can.
email. Don't get off my dick. I
Oh,
said the
okay.
email. This is literally, if you listen to this back and you said these people are on every drug known to mankind, I'd probably believe you. And the funny thing is, we're not.
No.
Beer. Oh my God. She's gonna kill me in my sleep. I just smell it. Why are you cheating? She's attacking the wall. Why are you attacking the wall? What did the wall do to you?
Was there a book on
No. Oh, it's the light. It's because I have my
the
flashlight on instead of turning the lights in my room on.
wall? Why
Anyways,
didn't you just turn the
I don't know, Sierra. I don't know, okay?
lights
So my cat can go feral. Where did she
on
go? She was under me a second ago. Where did she go? She's gonna attack me. I'm sorry. She's somewhere.
the lights.
No. All
Anyway,
right. Bye.
we'll see you next time on Mystery Mountain.
Or not.
That's a threat.
Right.